You that have lost your former joys, and now in woe your lives do lead, feeding on naught but tyrannoids, thinking your griefs all griefs exceed. Assure yourselves it is not so, lo, here a sight of greater woe. Hapless Hieronymo was my name, on whom fond fortune smiled long. But now her flattering smiles I blame, her flattering smiles hath done me wrong. Would I had died in tender years, then had not been this cause of tears. I martial was in prime of years, and won great honor in the field, until that age with silvered hairs my aged head had overspread. Then left I where and stayed at home, and gave my honor to my son. Horatio, my sweet only child, pricked forth by fame's aspiring wings, did so behave him in the field, that he Prince Balthazar captive brings, and with great honor did present him to the king in continent. The Duke of Castle's daughter then desired Horatio to relate the death of her beloved friend, her love Andreas' woeful fate. But when she knew she had him slain, she vowed she would revenge the same. Then more to vex Prince Balthazar, because he slew her chiefest friend, she chose my son for her chief flower, thereby meaning to work revenge. But mark what there did straight befall, to turn my sweet to bitter gall. Lorenzo then, to find the cause why that his sister was unkind, at last he found within a pause how he might sound her secret mind, which for to bring well to effect, to fetch her man he doth direct. Who being come into his sight, he threatened for to rid his life, except straightways he should recite his sister's love, the cause of strife. Compelled therefore to unfold his mind, said with Horatio she's combined. The villain then, for hope of gain, did straight convey them to the place where these two lovers did remain, joying in sight of others' face. And to their foes they did impart the place where they should joy their heart. Prince Balthazar with his compeers enter my bower on the night, and there my son slain they uprear, the more to work my greater spite. But as I lay and took repose, a voice I heard whereat I rose, and that I would revenge the same, I dipped a napkin in his blood, swearing to work their woeful bane, that so had spoiled my chiefest good, and that I would not it forget, I always at my heart I kept. Then Isabella, my dear wife, finding her son bereaved of breath, and loving him dearer than life, her own hand straight doth work her death. And now paths doth meet in one. My griefs are come, my joys are gone. Then frantically I ran about, filling the air with mournful groans, because I had not yet found out the murderers to ease my moans. I rent and tore each thing I got, and said and did I knew not what. Thus as I passed the streets hard by, the Duke of Castle's house, as then a letter there I did espy, which showed Horatio's woeful end, which Bellimperia forth had flung from prison where they kept her strong. Then to the court forthwith I went, and of the king did justice crave. But by Lorenzo's bad intent I hindered was, which made me rave. Then vexed more I stamped and frowned, and with my poniard ripped the ground. But false Lorenzo put me out, and told the king then by and by, that frantically I ran about, and of my son did always cry, and said 'twere good I should resign my marshalship, which grieved my mind. The Duke of Castle, hearing then how I did grudge still at his son, did send for me to make us friends, to stay the rumor then begun, whereto I straightway gave consent, although in heart I never meant. Sweet Bellimperia comes to me, thinking my son I had forgot, to see me with his foes agree, the which I never meant, God wot. But when we knew each other's mind, to work revenge a mean I find. Then bloody Balthazar enters in, entreating me to show some sport unto his father and the king, that to his nuptial did resort, which gladly I prepared to show, because I knew 'twould work their woe. And from the chronicles of Spain I did record Erastus' life, and how the Turk had him to slain, and straight revenge wrought by his wife. Then for to act his tragedy I gave their parts immediately. Sweet Bellimperia Balthazar kills, because he slew her dearest friend, and I Lorenzo's blood did spill, and eke his soul to hell did send. Then died my foes by dint of knife, but Bellimperia ends her life. Then for to specify my wrongs, with weeping eyes and mournful heart, I showed my son with bloody wounds, and eke the murderers did impart, and said my son was as dear to me as thine or thine, though kings you be. But when they did behold this thing, how I had slain their only sons, the Duke, the Viceroy, and the King, upon me all they straight did run. To torture me they do prepare, unless I should it straight declare. But that I would not tell it then, even with my teeth I bit my tongue, and in despite did give it them, that me with torment sought to wrong. Thus, when in age I sought to rest, nothing but sorrows me oppressed. They knowing well that I could write unto my hand a pen did reach, meaning thereby I should recite the authors of this bloody forge. Then feigned I my pen was not, and by strange signs a knife I sought. But when to me they gave the knife, I killed the Duke then standing by, and eke myself bereaved of life, for I to see my sons did hie. The kings that scorned my griefs before, with naught can they their joys restore. Here have you heard my tragic tale, on which Horatio's death depends, whose death I could anew betrayal, but that in it the murderers end. For murder God will bring to light, though long it be hid from man's sight.